Hey guys, you ready to record?
I don't know. Ken said that my YouTube Fart Symphony video would get lots of likes, but the response hasn't been very good.
Can't imagine why.
Gosh, well, maybe you could try doing one of those challenge videos where, like, you go to a place that's really fancy and you get a reservation, like, 6 months in advance, and then you say what the food's like?
The idea is to publish YouTube content now, though, not in 6 months.
Why don't you have a challenge where you just go on a crazy shopping spree, just, like, in the most expensive city in the world or something like that?
Does that count as a challenge? What's the challenge
first? Spending other people's money?
Is that hard to do?
Supposedly yes.
We could record this episode of this podcast.
That's probably a good idea too.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Hello, and welcome to Going Digital, a Digimon Rewatch podcast, where I am Shin Garrett.
I am Kit Kat.
I'm Sleepy Chris.
I'm regular Rachel.
And this week we watched episode 8 of some Digimon with some digital monsters, and the O2 episode was called Ken's Secret, or The Digimon Kaiser's Loneliness, or in Japanese... Japanese clip here. Digimon Kaiser Nidoku. I do that in post. It's in post where that happens.
If I had thought about it, I could have pulled up the wiki and read the kanji for it.
No, it's fine. I just do one of those text-to-speech things. Just put it right in. It's great.
Oh, okay. That's fun.
So Chris and Rachel, since you are our guests in this podcast... You get to, did you see, did you hear, did you recap this episode?
Oh, right.
I think I really would like to hear Sleepy had 2 hours sleep, Chris's recap of this episode.
Look, Let It Die is a really fun game. I'm sorry. I need to climb that tower.
Okay, go ahead. You got a minute, Chris.
Okay. Hold on. Okay, recapping the O2 episode.
Yep, that's the one.
Okay.
50 seconds left.
I haven't started yet.
Well, no. We'll start when Chris starts talking about O2.
Okay. So, in this episode of Digimon, Davis is playing a soccer game. Then he ends up playing a soccer game against Ken, who's a guy who's famous. Everybody knows Ken. Davis is like, oh man, I'm going to beat him. Then they play the soccer game, they're doing okay for a little while, but then Ken shows up and kicks all their asses. So then they go to the digital world, and, the Digimon Emperor, like, makes all the other kids fall into a pit, and is like, Davis, bow down to me and stuff, and he has the Bakemon disguised as all of his friends to try to do, like, the woo villain thingy. And, okay. Yeah, so then the trick's eventually revealed, and Ken's like, "Ah, actually, I am Ken! This had a conflict today, and now we're doing that again. Woo, reveal." Yeah, and that's the end of the episode.
Alright, good. I think that was about a minute, so...
That was 58 seconds, so good job.
Yeah, 58 seconds. Good job.
I'm very happy with that explanation, actually.
Okay.
You cut it in under the wire. Good job.
I didn't realize that there was an actual time limit.
Yeah, it's a minute.
A minute to win it.
Yeah. We've only done this for, like, a bunch of time.
I successfully gone in digi seconds. Yes.
I think you're the one that came up with the title for that, too. So, like, you should remember this out of everybody.
Hey, look. I think a lot of things.
I guess?
Yeah.
Anyway, Digimon.
Yeah, the episode starts with them all in the computer lab where they like to congregate, and then talking about the fact that Davis is going to play Ken's team, which won whatever the big thing was last year, and everybody's like hard eyes over him.
They won soccer.
Yeah, soccer.
Their previous year's soccer winner.
Right, but like, I don't know what the... Was it regionals? Was it national? Was it international? I don't know. Was it just the
I think
high
it was
school?
National.
Yeah.
Wait. Didn't the episode start with them, with Daisuke doing practice soccer?
No, he's playing against another team. They beat another team.
Yeah, and he did his little slide thing. That was important.
Yeah. I was doing the thing where I referred to the sport, the specific sporting events as the name of the sport, in a flippant way, because I don't know anything about sports and I'm not invested in them personally.
How do sports?
So, yeah.
I think we mentioned this in the earlier recording that we ended up losing, but loneliness
Don't ruin the magic!
The loneliness of the Digimon Kaiser is just not... nothing about this episode has to do with Ken being a lonely person, so I just don't understand that title. Ken's Secret is way better and actually has to do with the plot.
Yeah, in the Japanese version, they don't really give Ken that much screen time, and in the English version, they just make him, kind of even evil. He's just evilish.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if maybe they have a different idea of what loneliness looks like, but he's just bossing everyone around and kind of just being an evil dick.
If they said, the Digimon Emperor's isolation or something, I might be more inclined to buy it.
Yeah.
Well, you see, he's lonely in the fact that he emotionally cannot connect with any of his peers or Digimon. And he's obviously just taking a Kaiser-like role of ordering everyone around. And when you're on top, you have no friends.
Is Ken on the autism spectrum?
Oh.
They don't ever say...
Yeah, I don't think they ever say anything like really, that. It's a thought just occurred to me. It was like,
when was this show? When was the show originally made?
2000.
They're kind of starting to talk about autism spectrum around that time, but I don't think it's. I don't know if it's explicit.
I mean, you see characters like that in anime and stuff sometimes. I don't know.
It's hard to say though, because then there's just, a shift after the whole Digimon Emperor arc.
Yeah, that's true.
And I feel like when we get there, trying to, mesh the two and being like, these are the same person, how is going to happen?
Likely. Well, because, as Garrett revealed the other day,
You're still ruining the magic. Remember that magic that we ruined before? You're doing it again.
They lose the O2 lost their one of their head writers at one point, and it caused a major shift in the way the characters and story were gonna play out, presumably. So,
I love how a big part of Ken's character is that apparently he's always wanted to LARP as a supervillain, and when he gets that opportunity, he just commits to it.
I mean, he's going all out, at least.
I wonder if he sewed that costume himself.
Yeah, did he make that costume himself? Or
I think he programmed it.
Well, I mean, they all get new outfits when they come to the digital world, so...
Well, the new kids that are not Hikari or TK.
Right, that's what I mean, but, Ken would be one of them, right?
So Ken programmed that outfit is what we're...
Yeah, because it changes after the whole Digimon Emperor arc.
Oh.
That is just as good as him sewing that by hand.
Wait, so you're telling me that he wants his hair to look like that? On purpose?
Yes.
He wants to... Interesting.
I mean, it's kind of got a cool, big, poofy afro thing going
on. He keeps saying it's an afro. I think he's just, really puffing his hair.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of puffy hair that, goes up pretty high.
It's kind of like he wants to be a Yu-Gi-Oh! Character.
When did Yu-Gi-Oh! Come out?
Wasn't it around the same time? I think it was within a year or two of O2, I feel like.
Hold on, I'm looking it up because I did not know it from my head. 1996 is when it started in Shonen Jump.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, that's the weird thing that happens. His brother, dies, and that's how stuff happened in the show. I'm scrolling through the wiki page. It's the very exciting segment where Garrett scrolls through the wiki page.
For Yu-Gi-Oh! Or Digimon?
For Digimon.
Oh, okay. Okay.
One day I will sit... I'm saying this on air, so I have to do it now, unless I cut this, but I will sit down and figure out what's going on with the game versus the show versus spores and shit.
Yeah. Yeah,
but not right now.
The anti-drama spore weirdness.
Look, the spore stuff's really cool in the context of the game. I appreciate if you didn't just shoot down the game like that.
I mean, the spores that just eliminate any sort of character arc and agency of characters.
Because he had a whole game of character arc.
It still seems really bizarre to be like, oh, he didn't do it because of something that happened to him. He did it because he was infected with evil magic. It's weird.
Again, I think that could work if you establish it's kind of like the Spider-Man symbiote thing, where just kind
of... I mean, it kind of is, because, like, he doesn't follow, like, the exact plan of what infected him with. It's twisted in a way that's to his own.
And again, I'm just thinking now, so... The way he presents himself as the Digimon Emperor, that is how Ken imagines this darkest version of himself. Still, like, evil, but still pretty dorky and kind of adorable in his weirdness.
Well, I mean, he's, like, 11, so, like...
Yeah. Like, his idea of being 11 is like, I am evil, I litter all the time.
So, you know...
He is enslaving sentient beings.
Yeah,
and stuff,
so, yeah. You know. He's pretty involved there. Clearly has seen some YouTube videos recommended to him that he probably should not have watched.
Yeah, it's not. What is Ken's plan? He doesn't have a long game at this point, does he? Because he
I think
doesn't...
it's just control the digital world.
He's still thinking
to
of it
not,
as, like,
to no real end, because he doesn't think it's real.
Think of the Digimon world as a giant tower that you have to grind your way through. That is basically what I think. How Ken is
okay.
Approaching it.
This is a bizarre form of passive aggressiveness, Rachel.
This isn't going digital. This is actually your intervention.
Okay. I can stop anytime I want to, thank you.
Okay. They totally reuse animation throughout this episode, too.
Yeah.
Like, there's that slide kick Davis does.
I feel like the shot of the kids falling into the weird darkness when they fall through the sand, like, isn't that in another episode, too?
It looked really familiar, yeah. I don't, which episode, though, I do not know.
O2 doesn't quite have a budget.
O2 is so incredibly cheap looking. It's really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, we're going to make a whole nother series, but we didn't get any money for it, so...
Yeah, it's like the first one was the first Digimon show was a surprise hit, which is why it ended up being so long. Like, it was going to end after, like, 13 episodes.
That's actually a misconception. It was always planned for it to be a full-length series.
Really?
I've heard
several times that it was not.
No, there's been some sources that have come through, I think... pretty recently and have said and have stated the otherwise.
Well, fair enough.
So the rest of the show is just kind of a shit show because...
Well, either way...
Because I always thought the 13 episodes thing was to explain why it kind of went off the deep end.
Right. It was a bigger hit than they thought it was going to be, but that they didn't get any more time to make time, budget, whatever, to do season 2, despite that being the case.
Anyway, back to this episode of Digimon with Soccer.
There's a lot of soccer.
The dub has terrible music for the soccer game.
Oh, yeah.
But it also has all of the kids being great sarcastic assholes.
You can do it, Davis, and even if you can't, we won't think any less of you. It's a really funny one.
I mean, there's also the huge giant thing where, there's the subplot of Miyako having the biggest of crushes on Ken.
Yeah, she keeps squeezing her Hawkmon whenever she talks about him, which is not a euphemism at all. Just
does Cody canonically have a thing for her, by the way?
I don't know. I
like the dub just kind of makes it seem like he's like really willing to pinch her when she asks, unless that's just Cody's autism speaking.
Yeah, Cody's just being sarcastic.
I like how Cody actually has a personality in this episode, right. In the dub anyway.
They're working on it.
Cody is, you know,
he's got
like some sort of serious disorder or something.
Well, I mean, his dad died.
Cody was just tragically born without a personality, Chris. It's really unfortunate.
That bit in Rat Race is really good. I've used that line for years since I saw that movie.
It's a good line.
It really is.
Cody was tragically born without a personality.
Going All-Star, a Rat Race podcast.
So I've decided that I'm going to have you two back when we get to the one episode where Ryo shows up in O2 and definitely shows these dark spores. So I can be like, look, they did bring it up. It's here.
We watched O2 like, what, 3 years ago? And I don't remember Ryo or dark spores at all.
I don't either.
Well, I mean, that's probably O2's fault for being the quality of what O2 is, but it's there. Until someone tells me I'm wrong.
O2 has good qualities to it. It has Ken's arc, which is genuinely good, and Wormmon, who is adorable.
Wormmon is one of the best Digimon, that's true.
Wormmon is really good. There's good parts of O2, we just haven't found them yet.
I mean, I really do think that Davis is a pretty strong main character, too.
He is. Like, he's Moe through uselessness.
Yeah.
And I love the dub, how it just constantly just makes fun of him. It's really fun. It's like the only reason to watch O2 is just to watch the dub just make fun of him the whole time.
I do genuinely like all the changes they make, and for the dub script just give everything so much more personality.
Like the Bakuman that have basically masqueraded themselves as the kids. Three of them are like, oh no, we will, don't worry about us, we'll be fine. And Jolie's just like, oh, make me look like a bad guy.
Yeah, that Bakuman who is imitating Yoli is like really got her personality down. Somehow it knew exactly what she was like.
Well, Ken has like must have recorders in his little evil monitor room, so he probably just had them sit there and do and maybe that one's like really into method acting.
Okay, it wasn't in this episode, but he's got like an Ozymandias villain monitor room.
He definitely has an evil monitor room. Surely there's some things there that have recorders in them, and he just kind of shoved the Bakuman in there to do that. Maybe the one that played Yoli is like super into method acting.
It was like American Idol, except for Bakemon pretending to be the Digidestined or whatever. He cut them as, you know, like tryouts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How would you try out for who's gonna play Cody? are you gonna have to like find the most boring one?
Give me
your best Cody, Dojimon.
Oh my god, I just realized that Cody is just Garrett. Garrett is, you got, you and Cody are so similar.
I feel like that's a big,
that's really
that's a,
rude.
Yeah, that's really
I feel.
Cody's super smart and really cute, Garrett. That sounds accurate.
Yeah, he's smart and kind of adorable, Garrett. It always talks in a flat affect.
I feel this very backhanded. Also, I now realize why no one remembers the Dark Spores is because it happens in a flashback in episode 43.
Okay.
Let's just go back to Chris just dunking on Garrett there.
This is not a dunk.
That's a pretty hard dunk. We literally just a few seconds ago were laughing about how Cody had no personality. Then you're like, just like Garrett, lol.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Chris, jeez.
Okay.
Yeah.
When
Chris is sleepy, he gets catty.
Anyway, so... That's why no one remembers this Dark Spore shit, is because it happens at the fucking end of the series in a flashback, dream, nightmare thing.
That does sound pretty bad.
Which is a shame, because, like, the Wonder Swan games are secretly awesome. See when we talked about the Wonder Swan game episodes. There's two of them.
I'm sure people would have affection for them if they were on anything other than the Wonder Swan.
I have affection for the Wonder Swan.
Yeah, okay.
Garrett will fight you for it.
Anyway, this episode, there's something here, probably. Aside from me being like, but guys, Dark Spores are secretly a cool plot point that apparently only I think.
Wormmon is extremely cute in all the scenes he's in.
Wormmon's exceedingly good.
But I really like the videos. I'll stay here and guard the hills.
I love how the dub adds little sound effects for when he walks.
Yeah, he has a little tinkly noise when he walks.
I really love it in anime when they have like the little noises when they walk. It's really cute.
It's cute.
I am convinced that off-screen, when Wormmon is watching the captured kids, he just secretly lets them go and is like, hey, so Ken got infected by this dark spore, and it'd be really cool if you could help me make him good again. That'd be great. I'm going to let you go now.
Excuse me. I hate to intrude upon you, but can you maybe help my friend Ken? He got infected by some kind of dark spore. He used to be good, but now he's not so much anymore.
Your Wormmon is Aunt Gail from Bob's Burgers, honey.
Unfortunately, Garrett, I
now they look all pretty. Now the panel had to give me that fourth Pokemon.
I don't know if it makes sense for Wormmon to have asked them that, because they can't hold a secret for 2 minutes. Like, if they're trying to surprise attack someone, they yell to each other what they're going to do. So I just don't see the kids being able to get out of there and being like, not immediately like, you're Ken from the soccer team. You're that genius kid and something's wrong with you and we're going to fix it. So.
Well, no, you see, that all happens. It just happens off screen. All of this stuff is contained off-screen.
Maybe Wormmon came and he was all ready to tell them about the Dark Spore thing, and then they just kind of ignored him, because everyone ignores Wormmon. The minute he, like, let them out of wherever they were held, they just kind of, like, walked right past him. He's like, oh, okay, he's fine, I guess. Sorry, I don't have as good of a Wormmon.
Orion kids.
Anyway, what else? What haven't we talked about in this episode? There was soccer. Soccer happened. Ken showed up late because Ken shows up whenever the fuck he wants to play soccer.
Well, and there was, when he shows up and he sees the kids down there, he looks directly at Davis and doesn't have like the facial expressions that would say, oh my God, there's Digimon out here in the real world. Or, oh my God, those are those kids I keep seeing in the Digiworld. He just is like, Davis. That's, like, I don't understand.
Hey, Davis isn't wearing his flame jacket.
Or
how
his goggles.
How could anyone recognize him?
But Ken clearly knows who Davis is when he says his first and last name when they meet in the digital world after they tackle each other down a hill.
Well, yeah, he knows him now because he just ran into him, like, an hour or two ago.
To be fair, if you saw Davis, you'd probably also immediately hate him.
I mean, he did fuck up Ken's leg pretty bad.
Yeah. Davis and the rest.
I wonder how if Yoli feels conflicted about having such a huge crush on a guy who's, like, endangering her friends' lives.
It doesn't seem to bother her very much.
To be fair, yeah, when your friends are much. Cody and Davis.
I don't know. I don't know if, like, Davis is up there on friend level, to be honest.
Acquaintance. Someone should at least say hi to in a hallway.
Yeah, that's about where it goes. It's nothing more than that, really.
They do this thing several times in the episode that's really funny, where Davis will say something about how, like, oh, I'm gonna do it, and then they cut the scene. Flying that no one responded to him.
The dub actually.
So every time I just kept thinking, like, everyone's just, like, ignoring that.
Yep. Don't worry, I'm gonna beat Ken at soccer. Ignoring that.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, in the sub, when Davis brings up, like, oh, we get to play Ken, and TK's like, well, if you made it to Nationals last year, you could have done it back then. And it's just like shots fired. That low key burn.
I mean, TK is basically like politely dunking on Ken for the entire course of O2.
Well, right? You mean Davis?
Well, that's because
I meant Davis. TK is dunking on Davis.
Yeah.
Because Davis thinks that he's gonna hook up with Kari, and
TK just
knows that has no chance of happening.
Yeah,
like, I think canonically neither of them do.
It's a shame. I kind of liked the idea of Kari and TK.
I don't think they ever state who Hikari is married to in the O2 epilogue.
The O2 epilogue doesn't count.
It's canon.
They all did. None of them get married. They all have clones.
But no, because Yoli and Ken clearly get married as stated in the O2 epilogue.
Yeah, but everyone that shows up, like, the ones that don't seem to be married, they bring along, like, identical clones of themselves.
Maybe. Who knows? Maybe that's the future.
The Digi UN and Matt being a, like, half astronaut, half rock star are too dumb to actually happen.
Just wait till Try when Matt's like, I'm gonna go to space.
Okay.
Which is a 100% real thing that happens in Try.
My favorite thing in Try is how he's constantly changing his band name, like Mouse Rat from Parks and Rec. Because it's like teenage werewolves, and then it's teenage werewolves at one point in the series, and then it's what, Knife in the Dark?
Knife of Day.
Knife of Day. Whatever. It's still dumb. Teenage Werewolves is
such a typical band name.
It is such a great band name. I'm sorry.
There's probably like 30,000 kids that have a band called the Teenage Werewolf.
Probably.
I do now.
It probably got super big once Twilight came out.
Is there anything else we wanted to talk about for this episode before we move on to Atmon?
No.
The episode kind of ends right after the thing is, after Ken makes his big reveal.
Yeah, it's pretty much Davis tackles Ken. Ken's like, God damn it. I hate you. You suck. By the way, I'm Ken. And then Davis is like, well, I don't want your autograph anymore. And then the episode ends.
It's not a really great way to, not a good header.
I mean, it's supposed to be like a big dramatic cliffhanger, but yeah.
I mean, in fairness, Davis isn't really probably in the best mindset to make good quips because he just had to almost choose which one of his friends to save and which ones were going to die.
But this is Digimon. We ignore that.
He just got done getting Sophie's Choice a few minutes ago, so he's probably pretty traumatized still.
No, it's Digimon. We don't touch on that. Do we talk about how Ken orders around the Bakuman like his soccer team?
Right, right. Yeah.
Do you think there's like Digimon soccer like there is a Mega Man soccer?
Only one person uses formations. Ken.
I want to know if just in this world there's a Digimon soccer spinoff video game, because I'd play it.
In the real world?
In anywhere.
I mean, I wouldn't be terribly surprised. That sort of spinoff's pretty popular.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it. Like, the parts that are soccer are just, like, the actual what people think sports anime is instead of, like, you know, it being good or anything.
There's a lot of funny bits in this episode where instead of actually animating anything, they really obviously just slide a cell across a background.
Like when Ken gets to the soccer game, and he has like the little moment with Davis before he starts playing, and you can just tell the slide just goes.
Whoosh, yeah, yeah. To convey his extreme speed, they just slide itself across the screen real quick.
Yeah.
And then during the entire sequence where the other kids are showing up as the cavalry during the Sophie's Choice sequence, they just take the they've got a little cell of Pegasusmon, Nefertimon, and Akilamon, and they just slide that right across the background. Yeah. It's pretty cheap looking.
Yeah, it's an episode. of Digimon. I just want to talk about Atmon now. Atmon's consistently good.
Yeah. I like the previous... Okay, I've seen two episodes of Atmon now. The previous one and this one. I liked the last one better.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I liked the last one a little bit more, too.
But yeah, it did seem like a good show.
I really this episode of Atmon is not feeling very good in a big pinch. Astra's interesting movie operation. Or Japanese. And then I cut that in.
Actually, I was going to talk about this for just a second. So when I looked it up on... So on Wikia, like you're saying, it says not feeling very good in a big pinch. On the regular Wikipedia, it says the super suck big punch, question mark. And when you Google translate the actual Japanese part, it says super lazy with a big pinch. What? And then Astra's funny movie mission strategy. So I don't know what this thing is actually called.
You know, translations, localizations, things.
Yeah, none of them make any sense.
Anyway,
so I guess
time for
at least they're consistent there.
That's true. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, if I translate the hiragana,
this one is also missing a summary.
Probably the kanji or whatever. It's super lazy with a big pinch. What? Astra's funny video strategy.
Oh, was it recap time? Oh, Rachel gets to do one. Do it, Rachel.
Yeah, it's recap time.
Okay.
Come on. You have to do it quickly, too.
All right, hold on. Can you show me the time thingies, anyone?
Okay.
I'm really trying to remember how this episode starts, honestly. So basically, this episode is all about how... What's his name? The blonde kid... I don't remember his name.
YouTuber kid?
Yeah, YouTuber kid. Basically, YouTuber kid is upset because there's another popular YouTuber out there, and he's stealing all the likes in the world. So YouTuber kid's like, well, I need to up the ante on this so I can get YouTubers, or so I can get likes on YouTube, because this is the most important thing to ever happen in the history of anything. So he goes through a lot of, like, gimmicks to try to get likes on YouTube, and none of them seem to work. The videos seem to... he'll do, like, some kind of a challenge video, but then it comes out looking really lame on YouTube, so he gets a lot of dislikes. And he decides, I need my magnum opus. My magnum opus will be a symphony of farts, but that fails, too. And his farts were not on Musimon's playlist. he eventually makes up with them, and it reveals that YouTube is evil, because everyone knows YouTube is evil.
I think you hit time.
Okay. I don't think I...
No, she's got a few seconds left.
I mean, I'm good. I think I pretty much touched on the more key things.
Musimon blows up... Musimon digivolves and punches YouTube until it stops being evil.
Yeah. Well, not really punch, more so use the Yamato's wave motion cannon.
Yeah, it turns the space battleship Yamato into real life.
Which was made into an elaborate Star Wars joke.
Yeah.
And then I had to sit there and think for a second. I'm like, was episode 9 out when this came out? And then I realized, no, that's silly.
Garrett, episode 9 is not out now.
I meant 8.
Okay.
They said 9 in the show, I think. And I guess I just thought 9 was 8 for a second. Because numbers. I was still pretty into the episode, though. I feel like everybody hates Astra, but I don't.
Astra's YouTuber kid, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I really liked him in the previous episode, and had his, like, cute backstory and everything. I thought that was adorable.
Yeah.
But when he's like, I've been disliked on YouTube, the worst thing that can happen to a human being.
But he's like, see, the thing, like, because they like initially state, like, he's like, a kid in elementary school, I buy that that's the end of the world for a kid in, like, fourth grade.
It's plausible. It's just not really, like, a emotional hook that, like, really works for me, which is, you know, fine, I guess.
There's kind of this elephant in the room with this elementary school student and YouTube, where YouTube is kind of not a great place for children, because, a lot of famous YouTubers are evil, and YouTube's algorithm kind of promotes bad videos for children to watch, and it's an elephant in the room here that kind of doesn't really get addressed very much.
Yeah, they're kind of not talking about the seedy underbelly of that whole sort of situation.
Yeah, I feel like that was just slightly before all of that stuff started coming out.
That's
because this was Atmon was back in 2016.
There was definitely some of that floating around, but
But it wasn't to where it is now.
Yeah, I don't think shit had quite hit the fan at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, I guess a question I have is, does the YouTube kid actually make money off this? Did they ever establish if he has this channel monetized at all?
I don't think they touch on that.
Yeah, okay. I don't think so.
Alright.
I think he just does it because he likes it.
Yeah, okay. He seems to just do it entirely for the popularity.
Honestly, though, that might be why his dad's, like, totally down with him doing this, is he's making a lot more money than they do with the family business.
His dad's, like a total Luddite type. Like, he doesn't like technology very much in it or anything.
He doesn't like technology very much, but he still lets his son do this, though.
That's... Well, I don't even think that's what it is. I think he just runs a very traditional Japanese business or whatever.
Right.
And he doesn't want to force his son to be the family heir or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, like, he wants him to, but he's also like, yeah, but you can do your own thing, too, if you...
Maybe. I don't know. We haven't seen him enough to really tell. He shows back up later, and his mom shows up, too.
That was in the flashback episode. Like, there was
No, his mom was not in the flashback. We have since looked this up. His mom is a British lady that is definitely not in that flashback.
Oh. So he's half Japanese, half...
British, yes.
I guess the idea is his blonde hair is supposed to be natural then?
Hmm. Yeah.
I believe that's the case, yes, because his mother is blonde.
Okay.
Surprising. Usually people just have crazy hair colors. You know what I mean?
So does Ari actually have pink hair, or is that, like, also genetic?
I mean, she's an idol. Maybe she hasn't dyed like that all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. Probably. I don't have a particular answer for that one.
Yeah, they do the whole thing with Astra doing the "Do you feel it or do you not feel it?" They do
that's his phrase
a lot in this episode, which is kind of funny, but like,
I love Yuzumon.
Yuzumon is extremely cute.
I like it when he does that do you feel it or not thing. I think it works so much better when he's, like, using it to burn someone.
Yeah, when he does it with Musimon, it's pretty adorable, actually. Halfway through the episode, the recording Rekmon or whatever shows up to, like, help him, like, record audio. Yeah. I thought Rekmon was, like, evil or something.
Yeah, I was waiting for Rekmon to be evil, but then he wasn't. So
yeah,
I was like, okay.
See, I didn't see that. Like, Rekmon was kind of just there to just, like... either repeat things or just be like, yeah, I'll help you do this thing.
Would you immediately trust this entity that popped out saying, don't worry, Garrett, I will help you?
It's like, I mean, that's legitimately how he met Musimon.
Yeah, that is how Digimon work in this universe.
This kid is like the Disney princess of Atmon, essentially.
Kind of.
I guess I've read enough fantasy stories, so if a small entity popped up out of nowhere and offered to help me, I would immediately assume it wanted something.
Why doesn't the main character seem to do anything in
Atmon? Yeah, this is the second
episode. Because it's an Astra episode, so he gets to do things.
Okay.
And so it's been like the first like 4 episodes or so where like Haru doing stuff. And then, Eri got 2 episodes for her, well, kind of in the sense that Digimon can't do female protagonists, but whatever. So then now Astra gets a couple episodes. So Haru did get to do stuff, you just haven't seen it.
Okay.
But they're still establishing like the new character at the time.
Fair enough.
It does seem like Haru's kind of a different take on the goggles protagonist. He doesn't really seem as sporty as Ty or Davis were.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. The sporty person is his boyfriend, what's his name? I can't remember it now.
And he's not as gung-ho as the kid from Tamers. But yeah, he is adorably enthusiastic, which is very cute.
Yeah, he is just super innocent.
Though, I mean, with Google as his partner, I don't know how long that's going to last.
Nah.
We're not going to worry about that. Safe search is turned on by default on the Digimon.
Gachaban has lots of content filters that he is just politely not telling his partner about.
When eventually we get around to the gacha game app, it's gonna be like, no, you spent enough money. Don't worry about that anymore. The Pornhub app doesn't exist.
But yeah, so yeah, the villain of the episode is YouTube-mon, or Dogamon.
Yeah. Yeah, basically what's happening is that, like, people keep trying to upload videos, but they're modified in some way to make them embarrassing or boring.
Yeah, which is causing then downvote bombs.
Frankly, the YouTube video of the women dancing with alligators is way more interesting than them just dancing right. with hot guys.
Yeah, like, if you recorded yourself dancing with alligators, like, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
Seems like a straight upgrade.
I don't get why Aerie's embarrassed by being surrounded by sumo wrestlers either.
Yeah, I was unclear on what that was supposed to be. Let's skip this.
I am also unclear on that. I choose to believe that the first video she saw was not that video and was something else.
Maybe she was surrounded by
like other puppies
or something.
Other girls.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah, because all the others, they clearly mention, like, what the change was, but yeah.
Yeah, they didn't really mention it.
Yeah, because, like, one of the dramatic impetus is, like, Astora is like, I'm going to drink, he says juice, but it looks like soda or something. I'm going to drink soda through by taking a big fish thing and wrapping it into a cylindrical straw. And like, it's supposed to be entertaining for him to, like, combine these weird foods.
But in the video that comes out, he's just, like, drinking
Yeah, he's just, like, drinking orange juice.
Out of a regular straw. I'm really curious how it changed the farting YouTube video.
Yeah, they don't show us what the farting symphony got turned into. Like,
that's true, they don't.
I'm really genuinely curious what it got turned into.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Maybe they were mediocre farts?
Maybe it just made the farts boringer.
Maybe they just didn't change it because they're like, well, this idea is already bad enough on its own.
That would be pretty great.
With the Bob's Burgers again. Like, there's straight up like a whole musical episode, musical segment of Bob's Burgers about musical farts.
Or you could just be like Gene and just fart once, record it, and then like write music based on that fart.
Yeah. Looper pedal that shit.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just saying Gene's a better performer than this kid, clearly.
He's several years older than Astora's, but I mean the characters this are like what, 7, 8? They seem pretty young.
Really?
So it's actually 11.
So 11? They're the same age.
Okay, I guess they are.
Haru's 13 and then Ari's 14.
Okay.
Yeah, geez, more talented than a couple.
So they look a lot younger than that, but really. Usually when characters are 14 in anime, they look like they're, like, almost adults.
Or Yoko from Gurren Lagann.
Almost adults, yeah.
Sorry, I just still have not forgiven them for saying that.
Whatever. Yeah, what else happened in this one? Yeah, the big climax battle where they're fighting YouTube and YouTube keeps bringing up movie clips
Oh.
And the things from the movie clips, like, attack the kids. Those are pretty funny.
The shark one was great, because it's Free Willy, Jaws, and maybe a little bit of Sharknado in there, too.
Yeah. That was.
Yeah, I was pretty into it.
I really liked that.
I forget what they called that movie, what the movie was called in Universe, like.
It was, like, Shark Frenzy 8 or something like that.
It was, Shark, the Killer Army.
Oh.
That, I would watch the hell out of that movie.
Yeah, I know. You dragged me to Sharknado.
I know. It was great.
I'm still mad at you about that.
It was great.
You know, the problem is that Sharknado 2 is actually significantly worse than the first Sharknado.
Yeah, I mean, the first one, they kind of commit a little bit more to the stupidity, but now they're
What about Sharknado 3 or 4 or 5?
I haven't seen those because the second one was just awful.
It was pretty bad.
It makes the first Sharknado look so much better.
Yeah, there's like a you know, some intention there, you know, and now it's just dumb.
Hold on, has Kat been talking? I haven't heard from Kat in a while. She might be having audio problems again.
Possibly. This episode's cursed. Fucking Recordmon is fucking messing up this episode.
Recmon, you monster. I'm not seeing Cat's little green circle thingy light up. We all sent her something.
Okay, I think it came back. Sorry, the Wi-Fi's really bad. Where are we at?
We should probably just try to wrap up here in a little bit, honestly, because I think we're cursed. I don't wanna have to start all over a third time.
Yeah, same.
We've been talking about Atmon for a while.
Yeah, I know. Every once in a while I'll catch like 3 words, so.
Oh wow. Oh, that's bad. Okay, but yeah, we were just talking about the shark.
We were talking about we were talking about the climax of this Atmon episode. And we were talking about the shark bit because it's, you know, talk about all the references for that. What were some of the other clips they showed, actually?
The first one is
The first one's Spider-Man. The second one's a Gone with the Wind parody. The third one's the shark one. And the fourth one is Star Wars.
Yeah, because they call the Spider-Man one Tarantula Human. Yeah. Which
that was, yeah, funny but creepy.
It's just like the Spider-Man that, or the Man-Spider, the reverse one, where it's like a giant spider humanoid looking thing.
Yeah, that was a pretty funny bit. Yeah, there was the one with the storm. Yeah, and eventually, like, YouTube is beating them up with clips for a while, and then Musimon and Recmon combine into Mediamon, who I think has a real... He actually has kind of an awesome design. I think Mediamon's pretty cool looking.
The CG they use for the Super Digimon is just, like, not the best.
Yeah.
Mediamon kind of looks like Bart Simpson Bunny to me.
He kind of looks like Poochie, just brought up to a little bit more.
He looks overly cool in, like, kind of a goofy way, but also he's still got the cute Musimon voice. So, like, it just works for me.
Noted.
In this version, when they fuse, do they, like, combine personalities, or is it just...
Kind of.
Okay. I do like how Recmon doesn't really have much personality, so it's pretty much just Musimon, only a little bit more beefed up.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Recmon records things, so it makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, and I like that.
And Mediamon is solves the situation by being like, oh, well, you're gonna bring in movie clips. And then he brings in the space battleship Yamato to use its big wave motion cannon thing. And that's to finish the fight. I was actually wondering if they have Mediamon use different movie clips to win fights in different ways. Because that's such a golden opportunity.
I would certainly hope so.
Oh, and then YouTube Kid gets the YouTube app, so I guess we'll see that later on.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what they call the little thingies in this show.
I think they're just called Applemon chips. I don't think there's, like, a special term for it. I could be wrong, though, so who knows.
I like it. I've been enjoying Applemon so far, actually. Yeah. I really need to watch it for me from the very beginning.
I would like to, yeah. Aries Digimon is adorable.
Yeah.
Dokumon is so good.
He is cute.
What's that one from that clip we saw a couple years ago? The
Offmon?
Offmon, yeah.
Oh, I can't wait for Offmon. He looks so adorable.
And then at the end, we find out the rival YouTuber was just an AI thing all along.
Right.
Being used by some other CG evil thing.
It seems like it's clearly some sort of, like, evil AI or evil Digimon or something that, like, had a hollow image that it was using to get YouTube likes for some reason.
First you get the YouTube likes, then question mark, then profit.
Right. It's like one of the early Sailor Moon villain strategies
it
or
really
something.
It really is, yeah.
They will click like on our YouTube videos, and then we will rule the world!
You know, I could actually... You say that, but I honestly could see that from season one.
Does seem like something that Jade would say.
Yeah, Jade would be like, the more likes this YouTube video gets, the more energy we take from people. Success.
Right.
I mean, checks out.
Yeah.
Going Digital is now a Sailor Moon podcast, confirmed.
You're
running up against competition.
Yeah.
Going sushi. Right,
that's Digimon.
That's Digimon.
I think we're good for this week before something else goes wrong and we have to do this a third time.
Oh, man.
Okay.
So we're on the internet at goingdigitalpodcast.com, where there's links to everything.
I'm disappointed that we didn't get our original recording, because I felt like it was better.
I felt that these farts were not on my playlist.
Oh, we didn't even talk about how Musimon's incredibly sincere. Your farts are not on the playlist of my hearts. And they, like, play it totally dramatically straight.
Yeah, like the
which is really funny.
Like, the lighting for that scene is super light. Some leaves are falling between them.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about that bit. Oh.
Well, now we did.
Okay. Yeah, I think Cat's audio might be fucking up again, so we probably should cut it here.
Alright, well, this, I guess, was an episode of a podcast.
Sounds so enthusiastic.
And outro things that I don't remember right now.
Garrett, you were making fun of Chris for not knowing the 60 seconds rule for the thing at the beginning, and how many of these podcasts have you done?
Enough.
That is a fair criticism.
Keep your YouTubes on the down low and keep betraying Musimon or whatever.
Aww.
Perfect.
Aww.
Don't betray Musimon. He's adorable.
Don't ever use a fart symphony to gain friends.
It's a good rule for life.
It really is.
The Digivolution will not be dislike bombed.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That was a good quote, Garrett. Okay, so we cut in here?
Then everybody says goodbye, and I say good time, and then we go and stop, and then we stop.
Bye, everybody!
Bye.
We love you all!
Good time.
Goodbye.
And stop.